strategy of South Sudan is to try to enlist China's support in the conflict with Sudan. Of course, this itself represents something of a change on the part of the South Sudan authorities because, of course, historically they have harbored some grievance about what they perceive to have been China's rather solid support for the al-Bashir regime in Khartoum in Sudan. During the course of the long period of fighting between forces in the south and Sudan before the independence of South Sudan in July of last year. The fact that Mr. Kiir has gone to Beijing and made this statement indicates that he hopes that China will not support Sudan to the extent that it has in the past, it will take a more even-handed attitude, and perhaps even support South Sudan to some extent, given the fact that economic relations between China and South Sudan have blossomed in the last couple years. It's probably indicative of the fact that South Sudan government wants to see the Chinese government exert some pressure on the Sudan government. Now, it's an open question as to whether the Chinese government can actually exert pressure on the Sudan government in the past. It's had mixed results in that regard, but certainly that would be a hope on the part of the South Sudan government. And from their standpoint, there's no better place to have made such a statement than in Beijing itself.
Do you think it's realistic to expect China to take a more active role in diplomacy between Sudan and South Sudan?
China has taken a pretty active role in terms of Sudan in the last few years, certainly with regard to the Darfur question, and in very recent weeks in terms of the fighting between Sudan and South Sudan. It's difficult to say what they can do additionally in that regard. I'm sure that the South Sudan government hopes that the Chinese government will go beyond just urging the parties to settle their differences peacefully, will talk to the Sudan government about what concrete benefits might result if there's a settlement of the dispute between South Sudan and Sudan. That is, what China can contribute in terms of benefits to both sides if they're able to reach an accord that would at least stop the fighting, if not permanently settle their differences. But it's really hard to say what additionally China can do in that regard, given the fact that it's probably put a lot of proposals on the table before al-Bashir already, and it hasn't stopped the fighting from occurring.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said that they hoped that both sides can remain calm and restrained. He also discussed Chinese oil companies and major projects in both Sudan and South Sudan, their legitimate rights and interests that should be well protected. This obviously harks back to the previous incident in South Kordofan when the Chinese oil workers were kidnapped. Is Salva Kiir going to be assuring the Chinese that their position within South Sudan is well protected? Do you think that's something he needs to do in order to obtain more diplomatic support from the Chinese in this conflict?
Certainly the Chinese government is looking for some assurance in that regard. They're concerned more about the possibility that fighting will occur again in areas in which they're involved in the oil industry. Of course, fighting occurred very recently with regard to the Hegeli oil fields area, and that, of course, disrupted activity by Chinese companies. I would expect the Chinese government wants to hear from him that he will do whatever is needed to be done to avoid a scenario like that again, where there's a direct infringement on the ability of Chinese companies to carry out the work that they want to do in the oil industry. Beyond that, it's difficult to say what else the Chinese government would be seeking. Of course, if the war goes badly for South Sudan, if the fighting continues and militarily South Sudan doesn't prevail, then there's a possibility, of course, that certain forces in South Sudan would take that out on the Chinese oil companies. Because, of course, there's some resentment still among South Sudanese about the position that China found itself in during the course of the long conflict between the northern and southern parts of Sudan.